Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Carl Woots, Chief Engineer of In-Home at Telnet. Welcome, Carl. How's it going today?
It's going fine, thank you.
Carl, why don't you just start with an introduction of yourself and Telnet and how your company plays a role in the networking arena.
Okay. So my name is Carl Woots. I'm working as an IP professional for about 25 years now, of which the last 3 years I'm working for Telnet. At Telnet, I'm working as chief engineer in-home. The in-home department basically takes care of everything what sits in the home of the residential customer. Plus, we have also a little bit of interest doing things at smaller business customers. What's in the home, meaning it will be about modems, peripherals, extra power lines, access points, and these things. So we basically select these devices, we define what they should be doing, what protocols they should use, what security they should use, and then we'll try to give the customer the best possible quality of experience using these devices. So Telnet, what is Telnet? Telnet is the cable operator in Belgium. It's the biggest cable operator in Belgium, mainly active in the Dutch-speaking part of Belgium. Belgium is only a small country, but we're basically sort of divided between two languages. We have the Dutch-speaking part, which is roughly 6.5 million people, while the French-speaking part is about 4.5, something like that. So we're mainly active in the Flanders part, plus a part of Brussels, which is the capital of Belgium. Apart from that, Telnet is not only a fixed cable operator, but we're also a mobile operator. So we offer quadruple play to our customers. For the mobile part, we cover the whole of Belgium. For the non-mobile part, it's, as I said before, the Flanders and a part of Brussels. Telnet is part of Liberty Global. Liberty Global is the major stockholder. They own roughly, I think, 54 or 56% of the company.
Nice. Now, I know the topic is around trends on Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi is one of those technologies that everyone uses every day, and we somewhat take it for granted that it exists, but the industry is continuing to innovate in terms of what Wi-Fi capabilities can be delivered. Tell me about the focus at Telnet right now in terms of Wi-Fi capabilities and what is on the forefront of that innovation trend.
So within the in-home team, Wi-Fi is the number one topic we're covering. It's in fact also the number one topic on the help desk calls, where people tend to complain easiest on Wi-Fi because that's the thing they use the most. So what we see lately in the trends on the Wi-Fi part is that apart from increasing speeds on the Wi-Fi due to the new standards, we see people starting to operate in a multi-AP environment, meaning that they're not only using the Wi-Fi from the modem any longer, but they start installing extra power line devices with a built-in access point or just through Ethernet extra desktop access point. And in fact, Telnet considers Wi-Fi as the most critical thing in the residential environment. So we've just recently launched a program where every Telnet customer can have one set for free.
Nice.
And then the second thing, and that's where this remote WPA comes into the picture, is that we have also a program running on community Wi-Fi, where in fact the customer, which has, by the way, an opt-out option on this one, can share his Wi-Fi network with people who are constantly in the neighborhood. Of course, we do this in a way that you're not interfering with the home, so there is no communication possible between community Wi-Fi visitor and a home visitor. Plus, you can only have a limited amount of users using it just to not interfere with the home. And that's basically where this project comes into the picture.
Now, I know that you guys just led a trial that many companies, including Intel, participated in, associated with community Wi-Fi, and especially taking a look at some of the security aspects. Can you tell me about that?
Well, one of the main problems we have today with community Wi-Fi is that we only offer it from the home gateway on AP onwards. So if people install extra APs, even if they're managed by Telnet, we are not able to get the community Wi-Fi SSID also enabled on the extra peripherals. And the reason for that is pretty simple. At this moment, there is no easy way on these rather low-end devices to have a secure path between the access point and the backend for the community Wi-Fi traffic. So one of the limitations today is that we can only offer this on the modem, not on the peripherals. That's where this WPA comes into the picture. There are a couple of options here. One way would be to add secure tunneling from the access point to the backend. But secure tunneling, like, for instance, IPsec, would be pretty costly to the device. And of course, cost is always the number one thing to be looked at on deployment scenarios. So instead of increasing the cost of the peripheral, let's say buy a more heavy peripheral and get a higher cost for the peripheral, the remote WPA can be used to offer on the same type of devices a better service and a secure tunnel for the community Wi-Fi.
Now, when you look at the capabilities that were delivered, what role did cloud-based architectures play in the delivery of this community Wi-Fi implementation?
Virtualization is just a nice enabler to offer this service through a virtual service in the cloud. So it's really using the virtualization because it's a better solution towards a classical one with an increased powerful device and so forth.
What does this mean for customers in terms of what you're able to offer as potential future services?
Well, today community Wi-Fi running on the home gateway is limited to a limited bandwidth because it's still guest users, other customers benefiting from other people's infrastructure, where the limit today is 20 megabit in the downstream direction and 2 megabit in the upstream direction. With this solution, we cannot only extend the coverage area for a good connectivity experience on the community Wi-Fi, but we can also increase the throughput. And lately, higher throughput, higher availability, better connectivity is the thing what the customer is looking for.
You guys were measuring relative performance of folks engaging in that community Wi-Fi from Windows, Android, and iOS environments, as well as other variables in terms of load conditions. What did you find in terms of performance characteristics, and what might be anything that you targeted as something that would need to be continued to be worked by the companies in terms of delivery of a fully optimized solution?
Well, the target for the lab sessions we did at Telenet together with Intel was basically to be able to reach 100 megabit in the downstream direction, plus to not have worse customer experience than you should have in a normal way. One of the key factors there is latency. If everything is taking too long, you get out of sync speech using, for instance, Skype calls. So those are the things we want to avoid. So by doing this, we could go up to 100 megabit. One of the concerns here is that today, most of the traffic goes through the slow path on the chipset, meaning that at a certain moment, a bit above 100 megabit, you run into max CPU issues, just because it's not the ideal path taken for the traffic, which in fact puts the limit to roughly 100 or just above 100 megabit. And in reality, with lately the Wi-Fi 11ac, for instance, you can easily get a couple of hundred megabits throughput, of course, in ideal circumstances, but still a couple of hundred should be possible. So I think the bandwidth usage, at least in the downstream direction, should be even higher than what we reached today in the lab sessions.
So as you look at what you've learned in terms of this particular implementation, beyond community Wi-Fi, where do you think this technology may have impact?
Well, I believe that this technology can have an impact in other areas. Looking into the Wi-Fi standards these days, that on regular times you get new protocols or new security mechanisms into place. One of them is WPA3, which will be coming soon. Doing the offload of these things in the core will allow you to get a faster time to market, because then you can run the major things in the core and not on every individual peripheral, meaning that the effort will be lower and the time to market to get it in place will be a lot faster. We're only a small country in Belgium, so we only have a couple of million subscribers. But still, if you compare a couple of million versus just something in your core to have to be done, where the main work has to be done, it will be a big benefit for the operator.
Fantastic. And if folks want to find out more about this particular study, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, we have published a white paper on this one, which briefly describes the concept, but also has the lab test results in place, which I think is crucial. It's not just a theoretical document stating that virtualization of this service is the way to go, but it really puts some numbers next to it. Plus, we did interop testing, which is also in that paper, on the different and most important OSs like iOS, Android, and Windows.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Carl, for sharing this insight with us. Excited to see the industry collaboration and pushing forward with new capabilities to connect communities to the internet. Thank you so much for being here today. We'd love to have you back soon.
Okay, you're welcome.